Welcome, everyone. It is great to see you. And while we're getting started, if you could jot down in the chat whether you're an emerging change catalyst, you're just starting your business, or you're thinking about starting it, or a seasoned change catalyst, coach, therapist, who's been in business for a while. That just gives me a sense of who's who. Not that I'm going to pick on you or anything, but I just want to have a sense of who's in the room. I don't pick on people. Oh, Heather, you came in again?
I want to switch to my computer.
Oh,
I'll be
okay.
right.
All righty. Okay, so you're coming back. Great. Thank you, Charlotte. There you are. All right. So my name's Carol McClellan Fields, and I have been a ILCT instructor since I met Pat Williams in 2004. Incredible
Wow.
to think about how long I've been doing classes. So today we're going to be talking about the way to bring your business to life as an emerging change catalyst or back to life if you have been on hiatus during for a period of time for whatever reason. You're kind of coming back fresh. And I'm going to start my recording. Welcome, April. Start my slides because I have some materials that I'll be sharing. And I will provide this slide deck as a PDF to Amy when she posts, so you can go back and really read and savor and integrate it all because I'll be sharing some details you may not have thought of before in just this way. So, can everybody see the slides?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Yay. I thought I'd start with a little bit of my background so you have a sense of how I've traveled through this world of being a change catalyst. Change catalyst is a term that I created to cover coaches and therapists, social workers, whoever is helping other people move through times of transition. I started my business in 1991. I was fresh out of the corporate world and wanted to help people moving through transitions. And one of those transitions was career change. I wanted to help people. That niche actually came to me. I didn't go seeking it, but it came to me. So I have written books. I have been a trainer, as I mentioned. I've created a number of programs. I also spent 5 years as the primary facilitator for a women entrepreneurs group for the YWCA. And that was very interesting to see how I used my knowledge of transitions and clarity to help people really find their way forward with their business. I personally have been through five different iterations of my business. I have changed direction a couple of times. And my last kind of switch was in 2016 when I started doing business mentoring in a way that I'm going to be describing today. So in 92, I created a model called the Seasons of Change. If you know me, you may know that work. I have taught that class many times. And this is a very natural approach, using the seasons as a metaphor for life changes. And as it turns out, creating a business or evolving a business is a transition. So it really helps to take into account how to move gracefully through the different phases of creating a business or refining or redesigning a business. And then third, in 1993, I started creating a program to help people figure out what they wanted to do next. I was working with a lot of professionals in the Silicon Valley, trying to help them figure out what their next career was, Many times they were trying to get out of the tech world and into something that felt more like them. And so I learned a lot about the kind of the pitfalls of finding your clarity and what's clear enough and what's not clear enough. And so I have taken all of those three elements to create my own way of evolving my business and supporting others in creating or evolving their own businesses. And I think of this, and I hear these words all the time from people who write testimonials. I have a very gentle, compassionate, encouraging approach. So it is different perhaps from what you have learned in other programs. And it is because I don't come at creating your business from the point of view of marketing. I really come at it from a place of clarity and moving through at times of transition through all the different phases of your business. Yes. Okay. So this gentle approach that I'm going to be sharing, I call it the organic way, in case you hear me say that. That's what I'm referring to. And this is especially helpful for people who are stepping into a new phase of their business. So you may be in an emerging change catalyst when you're on the verge of starting your business, or you're already starting it, or you could be introducing a new service or a new program. There's something new about what you're offering. There are seasoned change catalysts often relaunch their business at some point because they've been away or life has shifted, or they find that they want to redesign their business in some way because it's not as fulfilling as they want. It's not touching their clients as deeply. There are a lot of reasons why somebody in a seasoned business could want to kind of shake things up a bit. There are also people who want to grow, find a more aligned way to grow their business. And usually that's because they're kind of turned off by the typical business slash marketing kinds of strategies. So today we're going to talk about five gentle and encouraging insights to help you clarify your own vision and identify and hopefully even resolve some of the gaps that you feel are holding you back from moving forward and doing more of the work that you love to do with clients. I'm not going to read these five points right now, but just know we're going to go through each of those 5 points. And then we're also going to do a little preview of the course that I'm going to be teaching called Essential Steps as You Start Your Business. As you start marketing. And each of these points are things that I see my students and also my mentoring clients kind of get hung up on. They have a picture of how it's supposed to be and it's not working that way. And hopefully these insights and tips that I share can help you create a new way of holding your own business and your relationship with your business. So, any questions before I get started from what I've shared thus far? Everybody good? Okay. Just checking to make sure I've. Okay.
Carol, I guess I have a question. Is this course you're talking about something new that you're going to be teaching?
I've taught it a couple of times in the last few years. It is a kind of a variation of something that I do with my clients, but it's set up as a course on ILCT. Yeah.
Okay.
It's business related. Okay. Funny, sometimes the clicker wants to work and sometimes it doesn't. All right. So this first point is what you need to have in place before you build momentum in your business. So let's think about momentum for a moment. A lot of times people just think about momentum equals money. We want money, we want clients, we need to focus on that. But in my world, the way I think of it, business momentum is more multifaceted than that. My way of supporting people, I want to help people flourish professionally, doing the work they love, financially, having a viable business, and personally, so that their business aligns with who they are personally. So you can have a number of different markers or definitions of momentum for yourself. Sometimes they're marketing related. You want to get more credibility in your community. You want to expand your reach and find more people. You want to add paying clients, whether it's your first client or adding more clients. And it can also be building momentum in the work you do with clients. So you may want to deepen your work or add another workshop or a retreat or develop your own unique, original way of working with clients. Me, anything that's moving your business forward in its development means that you are building momentum. So to create business momentum, I have found that you need four things. One is you must have clarity. We're going to talk about clarity in a couple of different slides, but basically you need to know what business you want to grow, the way you want to work with clients, your pricing, and how you'll share your work, your marketing. If you don't have clarity about any of those pieces, then you're not going to feel comfortable moving forward. You will feel like there's a gap, there's a hole, there's some, and I call it a soft spot, where you're just not really ready to commit to saying, yes, I'm in business, or yes, I'm ready to promote this program. The next thing is you must feel confident. You must have confidence in yourself that you can do this thing called being an entrepreneur. You must feel confident in the way you're working with clients, that your work works for your clients, and that there's value in your work. If you're not feeling confident, you're going to hide. You're not going to want to show your face at networking events. You don't want to have anybody see your website. You want to just hide, which really is counterproductive to momentum most often. Then you must feel a sense of compatibility with your work, with your clients, with your marketing strategies, with your sales and enrollment methods. You must feel like they align with your values, your sense of integrity, your work style, your personal style. And then the last one is your capacity. Having the capacity to do the work you envision and live your life fully. So sometimes, I'll just give an example that's near and dear to my heart at the moment. You're suddenly called into a caregiving situation. You weren't expecting that, but suddenly there's a caregiving situation, then your capacity changes. If you have a child, if you have to relocate, if you have elder parents or a spouse who is ill, all of those things are going to impact your capacity. And you may need to juggle the way you are presenting your business, the way you are working your business, to adjust for your current capacity. And this is something that nobody really talks about, but it's such an important thing, because if you don't adjust your capacity, you feel like you're failing because you can't do everything you had in your head that you wanted to do. So this equation at the bottom, clarity plus confidence plus compatibility plus capacity equals momentum. And again, if you're missing any one of those or more of those, you're going to have a difficult time taking the actions to create the momentum. So one of the things I noticed in one of the testimonials on the Essential Steps class is one of my prior students said that she liked that I said that build momentum, you need to take action consistently, small actions will create the momentum. But if any of these are missing, it's hard to take action because you're not sure enough about what you're doing and how you're moving forward. So here we're moving now into the, I may have missed a slide. Hold on. Really funny. Yes. Okay. So this is the second point. The key to boosting your confidence is to prepare for your business foundation before you start sharing your work. So often when you're in courses or you're doing marketing courses outside of any training you're doing, there's a big push to market yourself, get the word out there about what it is you do. So you already know you need to market consistently. And here is generally the arc of that. You develop some kind of a marketing message, then you create a PDF, a little flyer, or a web page, or a profile on social media, something to share what you do. And then you move into more of the traditional marketing strategies that get you visibility consistently and build your reach. And then you increase your clientele, your income, credibility. All of that comes as a result of all of that marketing. But what you may not realize is that there are some steps that you have to take before you can start sharing with others. And this is the core premise of the Essential Steps course. And this is true whether you're starting a new business from scratch or you are developing a new service, a new program, a new retreat, a new online program, whatever it is you're wanting to market. If it's new, then there are some steps you need to do before you just jump into figuring out your marketing messaging. Okay. So the best way to prepare your business foundation before you share your work is to focus on the bottom half. So on the previous slide, I was showing you this arc up here, the share arc. But there are some things that you need to do down here under prepare. And this section is very unique to people who are new to their work or evolving their work to the point where they're kind of not 100% clear yet about what you're doing. This is the outline or the diagram of my organic growth cycle that I talk about in more depth. But these two things, what business do you want to grow? If you don't know what business you want to grow, it's going to be quite frustrating and nearly impossible to come up with a marketing message when you're not clear about what it is you want, the business you want to grow. You also need to be clear about your offerings and confident about your offerings. If you don't, again, if you don't know what you're offering, it's going to be hard to market it. Okay. This step, this prepare step, became clear to me because of my emphasis on transitions and my emphasis on the clarity. For job people who are changing careers, they need to know what career they want to go after before they try to create their resume, for instance. Just a for instance. Okay. Any questions about this piece about preparing before you share? Is it making sense? Okay. So the next piece is the third item is, this is going to go into a little bit more detail about the clarity piece. You really need to work with actual paying clients before you attempt to finalize your marketing niche. Now, in every marketing class I've ever taken, you've ever taken, the very first question they always ask you is, what's your niche? And that question can be easy if you are successful already and you know what you do. It's like, yeah, this is what I do. Great. Okay. But if you are new to your work or you are evolving your work in any way, these questions become quicksand. You can't get there from here just from your own mind. You can try, and I've had many people try, but they're missing some key ingredient, and that is talking to actual human clients. When you talk to clients, they give you feedback about what's working. They give you, ask you questions that make you go, oh, interesting. I never even thought of that. Or I could really add that to what I'm doing. So it's in the interactions with your first few clients that you become clearer about your direction. I have seen people work with and evolve their target market for quite some time because they start with one thing and then they realize and realize and realize. And over time, it shifts a little bit. And that's as it should be. Our clients should inform us of what it is that they want from us. I mentioned earlier that my career change niche really found me. I was really focused on helping people go through major life transitions. And I started 3 workshops. The one workshop that worked was Craving a Career Change. I had just gotten out of the corporate world, so I had some credibility on that project. And people kept signing up for that workshop. And then eventually I created the Purpose Clarity Program, which I teach through ILCT as well. I never would have thought to focus part of my business on career change. Never occurred to me. But my clients told me that that's what they wanted, and I was well suited for it. I had experience with it. I had some training around careers in graduate school, so it felt like a good fit for me. Never would have gotten there on my own if I hadn't been interacting with real people, real clients. So when I know that there's, I hear from a lot of students and clients that they feel a lot of pressure to figure out their marketing niche, especially when they're first starting their business. And I just want to let you know that, yes, it is virtually impossible to answer these questions, these bulleted questions. What is your target market? What is their pain? What is the solution you offer? Confirming you they are willing, ready, and able to pay your fees. Those questions are nearly impossible to answer if you're in the earliest stages of your business and you have not had any clients yet. So it's kind of like putting the cart before the horse. And part of the core of that has to do with the marketing aspect of this niche. So let me try to get to next. So when you are in that early stage of your business, remember that you're going to want to really think through what is the business you want to grow. So in this case, this is a niche in a sense, but it's not about your marketing. It's not a marketing niche. That comes later. This is getting clear in your heart, in your mind, about what you want your business to be about. Yes, you can coach anybody, but generally people want to coach around a kind of situation or a group of people. So you want to get clear about and find that idea with potential really excites you and intrigues you and motivates you to share your work. You know, creating a business is a big deal. It takes some oomph. It takes some commitment, some perseverance. So if you are doing something that you feel really excited about, then that is going to be the thing that helps propel you forward. I find that when people can commit to their idea and say, yes, this is what I want to go after, you can always change it. It will evolve. It's not like you're stuck there forever. But when you can claim it, then you turn the page and you no longer have to wonder about this, and you can go on to the next stage. And the next stage is, what are you offering? Now, when you're first starting out, that may be as simple, you want to coach people. As you get moving, it may be more elaborate than that. It may involve a body of work. It may involve a framework or a model. But whatever it is, the act of sharing your work with a few paying clients gives you a couple things. It gives you proof that your work is working. You're no longer working in a what if this would work or hopefully this will work. You know, because you're seeing the results that you're getting with your client. You're also getting confirmation, verification that you are touching on something that other people are attracted to, that they want to hear from you about this topic. You will also gain insights from your clients that help you strengthen your own understanding of your work and help you refine it so that it is even more and more targeted to what you want to do. Now, by getting these two pieces clear, then you're ready to think about your marketing niche. Before you know these two things, it's impossible to do your marketing. But this is why this prepare piece is so important. To prepare, you are getting clear within yourself. This is an underground, inside clarity. It's not about what your clients know about your work. It's about what you know about your work, which is different than the marketing niche, which is about what you need to tell your clients about your work. This is all internal. You getting clear within yourself. Okay? This is a key. I think over the years, I've had many conversations with students and my clients who are just so frustrated because they can't figure out their niche. And this is because of my clarity background, I see this as a big, big part of the puzzle. I realize I can't see the clock. Can somebody give me a time check? Wow, that was quite exciting noise.
It's 6:30.
Thank you. Okay, appreciate that. All right, so the other piece of this puzzle is that when you are creating your business and your way of working with clients, you want to make sure that you're creating something that actually supports you and being you. I know it sounds kind of straightforward, but you would be surprised. So we always start with a process to come home to yourself, to really remember your values, your work style, your personal style, your lifestyle, your sense of integrity. All of those things are important and guide you if you'll listen. So why is this important? So first, let me just give you an orientation. We're not going to go through every part of this slide, but it's still the steps to prepare, just a little spelled out a little more, and then the steps to share your work. The reason I kept all of those details is because I have examples of ways people have gotten off track with what they themselves need. So, for instance, when you're identifying your idea with potential, or people are trying to get you to figure out your niche, sometimes well-meaning business coaches or mentors will tell you this would be a good niche for you. Unfortunately, it's got to come up from within you. If somebody tells you to do this niche, but it doesn't feel right to you, then you're not going to make take action on that. That is going to be a no-go for you, most likely. If you are developing offers and you hear about a certain template or a certain business model that sounds okay, interesting, but when you get into it, it doesn't feel like you, it doesn't align with how you function in the world, then again, it's not going to work for you. You're going to feel at odds with it all the time, and you won't do the work to get out into the world. Marketing, when you are coming up with your marketing message and your website or your social media profiles, if you create a way to present your work that doesn't feel in alignment, does not feel compatible with who you are and the values you want to share and the relationship kinds of relationships you want to have with your clients, it just, you will never feel comfortable, and you will, again, never take action. And then finally, in quadrant four, this is where we traditionally think of marketing strategies like start a community or start a podcast or get your blog going. Those are the kinds of things that end up in quadrant four here. And if you try a strategy that doesn't feel good to you, then it's going to be really hard to build momentum with that strategy. The one I hear most often is social media. People don't want to be doing the videos and the constant share their life on Instagram or wherever. And the truth is, you don't have to. People will tell you that's the biggest way to do things right now. But in our business, we don't need a huge platform to do well. We can find other ways to share our work in ways that align with who we are and match our capacity. So you can see how if you aren't grounded in your own truth about who you are and what you want to, the way you want to present yourself to your clients and your followers, then you can run amok pretty easily by taking on some of the strategies that are common but not necessarily well suited for you. Okay. There are many ways to share your business. I started my business before the internet. Oh no. I used to do cold calls. Let me tell you that was no fun, but I did. I would cold call people because that's all we had. We had flyers and the telephone and running into people. That was all we had. So there are ways to build personal connections with people and build referrals and people who will share your work. There are ways to do it without being all big and splashy. So follow your own inner style. Make sure that you are in alignment with yourself and with your work. Okay. You could also come up with capacity issues. You know, if somebody's telling you to post social media every single day and you're like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Listen to that, because all of us have other things going on in our lives. And if it's really not going to happen right now, then that's probably not the strategy that's going to be best for you at this time. All right. The last point is to honor your hesitation as a source of wisdom and inspiration for your business. This is kind of a surprising point. It is really focused on how do you handle hesitation. When you have a sense of hesitating to do something, and I'll explain what I mean by that in a second, what do you do with that? How do you listen to yourself, or do you ignore yourself? So moments of hesitation happen all the time for every entrepreneur. You are not alone in that. This is especially true if you're intuitive, sensitive, highly attuned to your feelings. You are not likely to be able to push through the hesitation you feel. You are finely tuned to identify hesitation and to identify things that don't match up. That's your work. You are well tuned at finding gaps or inconsistencies. And when you see them in yourself, sometimes you're like, oh, I should just barrel through that. But it's not always helpful. So what do I mean by hesitation? It could be that you don't feel right about something that you're developing. You don't feel like your bio is right, or you don't feel like the signature you've put on your email is right. It could be as simple as that. You may feel confused. You may go into, I don't know what I should do here. You could be overwhelmed by too many choices or too many voices telling you what to do, offering solutions. You could be in a perfectionistic mode where everything has to be perfect before you can take the next step. You could be finding yourself pushing and forcing yourself to take steps, even though you're not comfortable with what you're doing, just to stay on a timeline. Or you could find you're procrastinating and holding back, like not being able to get that newsletter out or not being able to talk to somebody you know could be a good referral source for you. Something is not feeling quite right. Okay. Now, the key is what's going to transpire from here? We're all going to feel these things. Every day, we're going to feel something where we go, what do I do with that? The key is notice it and figure out how you're going to work with it. So, of course, in some situations, we assume we've done that something is wrong. If something's not working the way we think it should, we assume something is wrong, either with our vision, our business, how we're working with our clients, with our marketing, with ourselves. And we start questioning everything. Should I be an entrepreneur? Should I even try to do this? It gets to that point. So although your discomfort and your lack of alignment may be for very legitimate reasons, timing issues, or you're not ready, or it's just not the time to do something, it's so easy to buy into a story that this is your fault, that there's something wrong with you, that you can't do the things that are on your to-do list. And this interpretation actually threatens both your self-esteem and the success of your business. Because what happens when you buy into that story and you keep spiraling further and further down into what I call the abyss? And then you have to clamor your way out each time you try to make progress with your business. And it can literally take weeks, months, or even years to climb out of that hole if you've decided something in your business isn't working because it's your fault. And it's very costly, because when you're in this mode, you're not working with clients and you're not bringing in income, which only reinforces that this is something wrong with you. So this happens to nearly every business owner that I know has gone down this spiral a bit. The key is to catch yourself in wait, there's nothing wrong with me. And look at it from another perspective. So the other perspective is that when you feel that hesitation is a clue from your body, mind, spirit that something else needs to be discovered. And I think of it as like a spiritual practice, because it's so easy when you hesitate, you go, oh, I should just get over that. Or why do I keep doing this? This is something wrong with me. But when you can notice and you can pick up that this is a signal that's telling you that something isn't quite right, that's an act of wisdom. You are being wise to notice that hesitation. You are being wise to explore what's underneath, what's really underneath what you're feeling. There are so many ways that you can make small changes to lift this sense of hesitation. Lift it up and say, oh, well, look at that. There's a new thing that I never thought of. Or this is a really good idea. It's just not the right time right now. Or I've had so many new ideas about my business lately. I need to sit with my own business and kind of integrate a bit and see where I am then. So being able to notice these moments of hesitation as opportunities means that you and your business become partners. You are in an intimate relationship with your partner where you are able to work together, refine, strengthen, and grow your work. This is a core organic way skill to really notice what it is that you are sensing when you feel any of those methods of or kinds of hesitation. I started life as a worrier. I worried about everything. I came by it naturally. That was my father's mode. So I'm sure I copied him some degree, but I was built to worry. And so when I discovered that this mode could actually help me improve my business, it just felt like a huge weight lifted off my shoulders because I didn't have to go into that abyss. I didn't have to worry as much. I just had to notice and then learn from my business what was going to be next, learn from my clients what was going to be next. So, pretty sure. Yep. So, I want to stop sharing now for a moment and I will describe a little, give you a preview of that course that I was talking about. But for right now, do you have any questions? Do you have any discoveries that you made during this call?
Can I make a statement about
absolutely
what you just went over? To me, this has all just been extremely validating. Thank you. That's what I have to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I honor that. You are not the first that has used that word. It is, I think, anywhere along our journey as a business owner, I still get sucked in the mainstream way of doing things, and I have to reel myself back in and go, oh, yeah. The mainstream ways that we're taught and our culture that we live in are so insidious. Mm-hmm. They are constantly in our head, whether we want them to be or not. So it's a good reminder and validating reminder that there is another way to interact with our business that is more gentle and encouraging. Yes. Heather, go ahead.
Yeah. Ditto the validation. And it's so funny, Carol, because you know, I think I was in a class of yours last year, and it's just, I'm so delighted to be able to reconnect with you. And this is such wise work, and it's so simple in some ways, but it mirrors very much. I met with my mentor last week and was talking about this very kind of question about what to do next. And she's a very experienced therapist and coach, and she kind of went through all this stuff, and it's almost like it's just like the universe is telling me, okay, back up, take a breath, let's do this a different way. And that last little bit about really listening to your body, mind, spirit, intuition there, it reminds me a lot of the work of Eugene Gendlin, who wrote the book Focusing and Focusing Work, which came up in the 1970s, which is all about going into your body and figuring yep. out, okay, what is this discomfort really telling me? It's really my inner wisdom. So I really love the alignment there. So I'm really excited.
I think I had that book.
Yeah, it's a great book. I really recommend it for everybody. So I'm really excited to hear about your course that you're going to offer.
Awesome. Thank you, Heather. Any other comments or observations? Anything that was helpful? Anything that stood out that was just, wow, I needed to hear that today, or I've never heard it that way before?
Yeah, the comment about not having to do a lot of social media. I think that's one of a that's a primary terror for me.
You are
Anyway,
not
I could
alone
talk.
in that.
I
Yeah.
know.
Especially these days. Especially, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
There are many ways to market. And that strategy can be great for somebody who is already successful and already knows their messaging and already knows specifically who they're after, and they have their, their way, and they are extroverts and they like to do all of that. But so many coaches are not extroverts. Some are, but not all. And so many of us have other things happening in our lives where being on social media is really not the thing that's going to be a good fit for us. So, yeah, just know that there are many strategies, and the goal is to find your way. It doesn't have to look like everybody else's way. It's to find your way. And there are multiple options, but you got to be in the conversation to kind of work through what your way is. And that's a lot of what the class is about. Any other update, shares before we talk about the class? Okay. So, thank you, Judy. So the class is coming up on this, as I'm doing this workshop, the class is coming up April 18th is when it starts. And it is offered currently about once a month. I mean, once a year, sorry, once a year. And it's a 6-week journey where we really go into each element of that oval, the organic cycle, growth cycle, and look at each element of your business foundation to identify where you're clear, where you have gaps, and where you aren't confident enough to take action. So those discoveries happen through a combination of class content where we're talking things through, homework that's writing prompts to guide you through that assessment process for yourself, and then group mentoring during the class itself. And as we're talking, you will get new insights and be able to clarify and strengthen each of those elements of your business. And you'll be able to assess whether part of what's been holding you back is a compatibility issue or a capacity issue, making sure that you are at the center again of your decisions. You're not taking on strategies just because they're popular or being told to you, but you are in alignment with yourself. So this part of the class, there it's a deep dive. And if you look at the class description, there are a few testimonials on there. And it is a commitment to do the class. I don't want to scare anybody off, but you've got to look at your stuff, right? You've got to look at your business and come up with these new insights. And it is a very powerful clarifying process. Each week, we also talk about a common source of hesitation, and I share different ways to work with the confusion or the procrastination to understand what's really going on and how to use that opportunity to strengthen your business. And then after completing the 6 classes, anybody in the class has the opportunity to do a private mentoring session with me as part of the course. And there we kind of work through everything again together and really identify any gaps or soft spots that you're feeling so that you can feel more confident moving forward. And so it's kind of at the highest level, an assessment of where you stand and time to be creative to find ways to resolve some of the gaps so that you feel more comfortable moving forward. The class, I believe, goes from April 18th to the 25th. It's on Thursdays. You'd have to look up the time for your time zone, and then that one private business mentoring session. Any questions about the course itself?
It sounds wonderful. I'm already in a class on Thursday, so I'm hoping that the time, I guess I could, if I could swing two classes on the same day, I'll have to look it up and see. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to wait a whole nother year for it, but
yes,
we'll see.
So a couple of things, and I'm wondering if Judy is still here, maybe not. Judy, are you still here? Okay. So let me stop the sharing for a second. So this course is designed for emerging change catalysts. It is people who are early stage or people who have come back after being away for a while and they're just kind of starting from a blank slate anyway, even though they have ideas. Some sections you might be really, really clear, and then other sections you go, oh, this is where I'm having some stuff come up. And so it's good to have easy sessions, but then, you know, you've got to look at where the gaps are for yourself. I do have other mentoring opportunities. So if this timing doesn't work, check out my website. And I also wanted to give you guys this. So I have on my website, which is Flourish as a Change Catalyst, I have some free resources about the organic way. And those are business mentoring, slightly different from this class, but still in the same kind of area, shall we say. And I do have other opportunities to learn more about the organic way and things like that. So my bio on ILCT site has a link to my website and also to my podcast. I have a podcast on the organic way as well, which has a lot of introductory, just deepening information. All right.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Heather, I see you.
Thank you. It all sounds so good. Is the class going to happen? Do you have, like, if I sign up, am I going to get, I mean, how many people do you need to have it actually happen?
I think 4 to 6 people. So I think there, as I understand, there's one person right now, and we have 40 people, 43 people who signed up for this recording. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds really, really great. And it comes at just the perfect time for me. So
me too.
Yeah.
All right.
Peggy, if the timing is just slightly off, sometimes we can nudge timing if we talk to everybody in the class. So be in touch with me.
The good news is the class I have is only an hour,
hour
long. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So any other thoughts or questions?
So I'm just so excited about this possibility. It's just almost eerie how it just kind of came up right at the perfect time for me. I really need to. It's like a gift. Thank you for giving
You're
me a
very
gift.
Welcome. You're very welcome.
Me
so
too.
As we're completing, Charlotte or April, did you have any questions or comments you wanted to share?
Well, Carol, I just appreciate the presentation. It's really good. What was the name of the class? I'm on ILCT, and I don't see the name of it.
Yeah, it's called Essential Steps to Take as You Start Marketing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I had marketing in there. So I said, blah.
Oh, well, see that. So the challenge with this class has been the name. Because yeah. most people think they need to be marketing, but as I noted in this talk, there's stuff you need to do before right. you market. So that's why it's the before part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we will talk about the marketing and finding your way of marketing, not mainstream marketing. As yeah. a, I don't remember, are you an emerging change catalyst, Charlotte, or you're coming back?
Yeah, coming back. I started a business back in 2009, did okay. relatively well with it. Then I, some of the transitions you're talking about in life that happened to me, mm-hmm. I did a few things that you don't do all within 9 months. A diagnosis of a family member and moved and changed jobs, moved across the country. So, yeah. And the diagnosis was my husband, and I lost him during that time. It was a quick diagnosis, and I had teenagers at home. So I had to put everything else on hold.
And, absolutely. And now you're different.
Yeah.
You're a different being. So that's why when you come back, it's like kind of, you still may have ideas, but you're also kind of making sense of how to,
right.
to blend who you were and who you are.
Yeah. And I got a business coach about a year and a half ago, and I spent a few months, several months with her actually. But, you know, I was focused on getting the kids through high school and paying their tuition and getting them out of college. So that will be done next year this time. So, but yeah, you're right. I am a different person than I was in my 32-year marriage. And so this is something I had planned on my retirement and did well launching it. But then it was probably 7-9 years ago, I put it aside. Mm-hmm. Only because of my kids were teenagers and busy at that time. So,
yeah.
And I, yeah. you know, needed the health insurance from my employer. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I've put my business on hold before also for when my mom died, I was the executor and I had to spend 9 months clearing out her house. It was the family house of 48 years. And it was a journey. All of its own, let me tell you. A precious journey. I found so many things, but still a journey. And I was different at the other end of it. So fully understand that. Yeah. If any of you want to talk about the essential steps and whether it's the right thing for you at this time, just reach out to me. I'm happy to kind of meet with you and have that conversation. Even people who are listening right now to the recording, I find that readiness and where you are in your journey will really influence whether, you know, what's the right next step for you. So I'm happy to help you sort that out so you're clear you're making the right decision for yourself. All right. Well, thank you all for your presence and your participation and your engagement. And thank you for the
thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Validation, thank you, Carol. Comment, yes. And I hope to really make this organic way an obvious option for people rather than hidden in the background. So, yeah. All right. Well, take good care, everybody. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.